today. We are just excited about what the Lord is going to bring forth from the message, from the mouthpiece with the message this morning. So we're going to go before the Father, and we're just going to ask him to join us here. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just come before you right now asking you to check our hearts, Lord. We know that it's a heart condition that you look for. So we come confessing our sins. We come repenting of all that we have done wrong and all that we have not done that you said do. We thank you for this call. We thank you for the two women of God who said yes to your mandate. We thank you for Artist International and the Diaz de Leon family, which brought us Artist International, which is the vehicle which brought Dr. Vanessa and Dr. P.K. Roberts together. We thank you, Father, that we are covered by the blood of the Lamb, and that you have sent us a counselor to guide and lead us through each day. We understand and acknowledge you and your holiness, because without you, where would we be? We want to surrender all to you. We desire to give you our all. We are expecting great things from you, because we know that you can do exceedingly and abundantly more than we can ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. And that power is the power of God. So we thank you, Father. We thank you and praise you, and we know that it is done in the name of Jesus. We cover this prayer in his blood. Amen and amen. Host, are you there?
Yes, I am. Can you hear me, Minister Kai?
I can hear you loud and clear, Minister Robin. The platform is yours.
Thank you very much. Good morning to each one of you. We welcome you. We welcome you. We welcome you. And this is Minister Robin here on the East Coast. Welcome to the Master's Call. And we're so glad that you have the opportunity to join us today on this miracle, miracle Monday. Every day is a miracle because we are walking in the fullness and the presence of God. So thank you for being part of our call. Thank you for being part of this family. Well, the Master's Call is an awesome call because it is about our Master. And it was founded by two wonderful women of God, Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. And both of these victorious women of God, they are also Artists International distributors, entrepreneurs, sold out to the Lord. And they listened to the voice of God. They heard him speak to them. The mandate came forward. They wrote the vision down. It became plain and clear, and glory to the King of Kings. We are here. This is our call, and it's about us going before the Master, praying for you, sharing with you, rejoicing with you because of what the King of Kings have done. We stand on an awesome scripture, and you can locate our scripture in Psalms 88:13, and it reads, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." The first thing all of us do, and if we don't, we should do, is start our day off with prayer, thanking him for who he is and what he's done for us. And we also have a mission statement, and our mission statement is to be enriched, to be enhanced, to be empowered believers as we begin our day. Because when God is first, he puts his super on our natural, and we truly are becoming enriched, enhanced, and empowered believers. We have a brand new website address, and I would love to share that with you, and feel free to go and listen to all of our messages. That website address is www.themasterscall.net. Themasterscall.net. Put the message on your social media page and share it with your friends. And our email address, which is also new, is info@themasterscall.net. info@themasterscall.net. We have awesome prayer intercessors, but we would love for others to be part of our family. If you know how to pray, and praying is calling on the name of Jesus, it doesn't have to be all of these words. It can just be a few words. It's because your heart is unto the Lord and you want to pray for his people. So send that to info@themasterscall.net. And we're looking for men in addition to women, because we have a team of men that also pray. So join us. And if you have a word that you would like to bring forward, you can send that request and you can share it with Dr. Vanessa or myself or Dr. PK, and somebody will get back to you. Again, info@themasterscall.net. Well, I also want to tell you about our morning motivational call hosted by a team of platinum presidents all the way down to the advisors. And these people, they are sold out to the Lord. They are leaders in Artists International. Dorothy Cook is our platinum president. She is known affectionately as the godmother. And her and this team, they're telling us about Artists International. And if you want to know more about Artists International, we are a health and wellness company. We have an awesome conference coming up. We have 90K in 90 days. There are so many great things that are going on. Our products are assisting in the lives with others. We do not make any medical claims. We are not physicians, but people are being changed because of our products and our garments. Glory to God. Well, that number is 530-881-1300, PIN code 539-598-pound. You heard me say 90K in 90 days. You want to find out more, get on that call. But we also have a call just for information regarding that. And that number for you is 712-432-0075, PIN code 926-358-POUND. We call it a sizzle call. And then check this out. Get ready, get ready, get ready, get ready. Father's Day weekend, we have an awesome, awesome Artist Empowerment Conference taking place, hosted by the Kings of Artists. They are men of God who love the Lord, who love Artists International, and they love to teach us and to train us and to share with us what's going on within our organization. You can go to our website, actually their website, the King of Artists, and the website to get additional information. You need to register because May 1st, the price is going up. So come on. You want to make sure you can get the best price. You want to be a good steward of the money that God has given you. So go to artistempowermentconference.com. Artistempowermentconference.com. And then also the TMC family, we are going to be in charge of praise and worship as we usually are, and we need volunteers that morning. So please send that to our email address, info@themasterscall.net, if you would love to serve and to serve God's people. Well, I'm going to get out of the way right now, and I'll come back with additional announcements, but I want to tell you about our Mother Eagle. And that's one of the names that we give her because she does. She pushes us out of the nest, and she truly is a woman of God. She's a victorious woman of God. She's an anointed woman of God. She's really nice, and she's also needed. She's energetic.
Hello, did we lose her?
I believe so, Dr. V.
I think we may have lost Robin. That's okay. Good morning, TMC family. Thanks anyway, Minister Kai. This is Pastor Vanessa, and I'm going to just go on and get started, and I'm sure she'll come back here. Good morning, good morning, good morning.
Well, we know the enemy is a liar, and he's just clearly trying to block what God has for us today from Dr. Vanessa and from Minister Robin. So I'm sure Dr. Vanessa will be joining us again momentarily. So we just want to glorify and honor God until she does, because we know that the enemy clearly does not want this word to go forth. But we rebuke him in the name of Jesus, because we know that we can. So we thank you for bearing with us. And I'm sure that Dr. Vanessa will be joining us in just a moment. So we're just going to glorify and honor God and give him all the praise, the glory, and the honor that is due him, simply because he is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. So we magnify him today. We glorify him today. We lift him up and praise him, because we know that God is God all by himself, and that there is nothing that the enemy can do to change the will of God. There is nothing that he can do to stop the flow of the anointing. So we're just going to continue to praise him and magnify him and lift him up and glorify his name. Well, glory to the name of God. I got kicked off too. I don't know what exactly is going on or anything, but we're just going to glorify God, and we're going to give Dr. Vanessa another minute to see if she gets back in, and, you know, we're just going to praise his name, because to God be the glory. We know the enemy clearly does not want this message to go forth, and we know that God is a God of order, and we rebuke the devourer. So, Lord, we just thank you for this time. We praise your holy name. We glorify your holy name. We lift you up and magnify you, simply because you are God all by yourself. Lord, we want to honor you in this time. We want to magnify you in this time, and we just want to simply give you the praise, the glory, and the honor in this time, in this season, oh God, because we know you deserve that. So we're just going to go ahead with the word from the Lord, and we're just going.
Minister Kaya, Dr. Vanessa, can you hear me?
Okay, this is Minister Kai. I got kicked off again. Minister Robin, can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Praise the Lord.
Well, I can go ahead with the message if you like. I don't know what happened to Dr. Vanessa.
Yes, go ahead, sweetheart. Praise the Lord. He's faithful.
He is faithful. So we're just going to turn with me to Ephesians 3 and 20. And we're just going, the title of this message is going to be, According, Whose Power Are You Working With? And Ephesians 3:20 reads, God is able to do exceedingly abundantly more than we can ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. See, God doesn't allow us to just take a part of his word and turn it in. Ooh, he's going to do exceedingly and abundantly more than I can think or ask. But there's a stipulation there. According to the power that worketh in you. Whose power are you working in? Are you working in your own power and strength? Or are you surrendered to God and utilizing the power of the Holy Spirit, which is in you once you become a born-again believer? Now, we have options. God is not a God that's going to make us do anything. He's a God that wants to be chosen. He wants us to rely on his power. He wants us to rely solely on him and to allow him to have his way in what's going on in our lives. So really, look at the power that you're operating. If you pray and you don't hear from God and you don't seem to be getting answers, are you really operating in his power? Are you really allowing his spirit to rest, rule, and abide in your life? See, God needs you operating in his power according to his will, not according to your own. We sometimes get sidetracked and we start doing things that, you know, are outside of his will. Well, his power can't be operating in us if we are walking outside of the will of God. So if we are outside of that will, then how can we expect the exceedingly and abundantly more? We can't. That's not logical. It doesn't make sense to think that if we are standing on the outside of the building, that we can have access to anything in the building. So in order to get access to that exceedingly and abundantly, we must be walking in the will of God for our lives. We must be talking the will of God for our lives. We must be constantly speaking the will of God for our lives. And in order to do that, we have to understand the word. We have to be in the word. So you can't know the will of God if you don't understand or get into the word of God. That's a complete contradiction. So you have to get into God's word before you can understand his will and then work it out in his way. So we look at that exceedingly and abundantly, and we just want to shout, but nobody wants to do the work required to get into that exceeding and abundantly. So if we look at what's required, and that is according to the power that worketh in you, then we can understand and realize that we have to be in God's power. We have to be operating in his power, not in our own strength, not in our own abilities, not with our intellect. Praise God, that's for me, because I tend to operate based on my intellect. And so God had to pull me in, and he had to say, okay, daughter, what if I take this away from you? What do you rely on then? See, he wants us completely and totally reliant on him. He wants us expecting him to show up and show out, not based on what we want to do or how we want to do it, but God's way, based on God's word and God's will. So how do we get into God's will? Again, you spend time with God. That's in his word every day, that's praying every day, and that's listening. Because prayer is not just about talking to God. Prayer is a conversation with God where you and he spend time communicating with each other, where you listen and ask him to lead you and guide you so that his power is flowing through you, so that everything that you touch explodes. See, because if it's his power, everything that we touch and everything that we do will glorify him, and he will get the praise and he will get the honor and he will get that glory simply because we are operating in his will. So if we really want to say, oh, we're good Christians and we're walking according to God's will and we're not in his word, then that's a lie and the truth is not in us. If we want to say, oh, we're good Christians and we're walking in God's will and we don't spend time in prayer, then that's not the truth. See, we want the quick fix, the easy fix. We want that easy way out. But see, God needs us to surrender our way to his way. He needs us to surrender our will to his will. See, because his timing is better than ours. See, he knows exactly what we need when we need it. So we have to surrender everything that we are, every thought, every idea, every hope, every dream has to be surrendered and submitted to the will of God. See, we want that exceeding and abundantly more, but we don't want to put in the work to get that. See, we want this quick, oh, I'm going to just snap my fingers and it's all going to be done. That's not order. That's not how God works. See, God always gives us a stipulation. Just like if we look at delight yourself in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. See, but if you're not delighting in God, then the desires of your heart are not lining up with his will. So he can't give you those desires. See, when we delight ourselves in God, then our heart changes, and the things that we desire becomes the things that he wills for us. So we have to be careful in our expectation, because we expect God to show up and act, but again, we don't want to put in the work that is required to be in his presence. See, the Lord says, be holy, for I, your God, am holy. But we don't want to walk around in holiness. We want to have an attitude. We want to be able to say what we want to say. We want to be able to say everything that comes into our brain comes out of our mouth. And we want to say, oh, we're just being real. That's not being real. That's being crazy, because that is not edifying to God. So how can he bless anything if you're coming out the left side of your head? He can't. He needs us to make sure that we are walking according to his will, according to what he has for us, before we can get the exceeding and abundantly more. See, everybody focus on that. Ooh, the exceeding, he's going to do exceedingly and abundantly more. But yeah, what are you sacrificing? What are you giving up? What are you working with to have the power of God working in your life so that you can have the exceedingly and abundantly more? You know, and sometimes we just have to do a self-check. Dr. Vanessa has been teaching on heart check, where we are spiritually. And we just thank God for that, because it allows us to check and see where we're operating and what we're operating in. Are we operating in our flesh, which we know God can't bless, or are we operating in the power of the Holy Spirit? Because the word says, greater is he on the inside of me than he that is in the world. So if we are operating with the Holy Spirit, which rests, rules, and abides in us, then we are operating in the power of God. And then we can expect the exceedingly and abundantly more than we can think or ask, according to the power that worketh in us. So we have to really make sure that we are lining up with the word of God and with his will. See, if you're in his word, then his will be made clear. And then you can find his way by seeking him. Because the word says, seek ye, Matthew 6 and 33, says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. See, again, you've got to be seeking God and his kingdom before the things can be added. God is a God who requires us to be in his will. If we are his and we are claiming, you know, sonship and daughtership, then we have to be walking in the will of God. So again, if you look at Ephesians 3:20, it says, God is able to do exceedingly and abundantly more than we can hope, ask, or think, according to the power that worketh in us. It actually says that worketh in you. So I will ask you again, whose power are you working in? Minister Robin, back to you. Minister Robin, are you there?
I am here. Praise God. Whose power are you working in? Minister Brenda, will you please bring our prayer request forward? Minister Brenda, are you there? Father, we come before you in the mighty name of Jesus, and we thank you, and we honor you. Thank you, Lord, for always having a word for us. We know that our steps are ordered by you, and I want to thank you for Minister Kai filling in for our precious Dr. Vanessa, and we know that all is well with Dr. Vanessa. Satan, you are defeated. We are victorious in Christ Jesus, and not one weapon at all that you try to form against us can prosper in the mighty name of Jesus, because we know that in him we live and move and we have our being. In him, it's his power that is working through us. And Lord, show us and teach us what we need to do, Lord God, to ensure that it is you and less of us in the mighty name of Jesus. And Father God, today is miracle working Monday. Every day is a miracle. We thank you for those that want and believe that your word is going forward and your word is changing their lives, Father. You are Jehovah Jireh. You are supplying all their needs according to your riches, your glory and power in the mighty name of Jesus. You are the healer. You sent your word and you healed them. You said cancer. You said depression, Father. You said everything that has a name must bow to the authority of Jesus. And I thank you for your blood that was shed for Joni, the blood of Jesus has made her whole, has cleansed her. The blood of Jesus flows through her body, and because of that, she's whole, she's healthy, and we speak that over her. And everyone, Lord God, we speak that over Tiffany's father, Lord God. We speak that over my aunt. We speak that, Father God, over everybody under the sound of my voice, because Jesus, you came with healing on your wings, and you came to set the captives free. So we thank you for that. In Jesus' name. And Father, I thank you for Minister Kai. I thank you, Father God, that her and Christopher, they want and lack for nothing in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Father God, that your favor rests on her and her son, Father. I thank you, Lord, that as she continues to seek you first, your way, your righteousness, your way of doing things, you said all these other things are going to be added to her. And you're doing it, Father God. You're opening up doors for her. So we just thank you. In the mighty name of Jesus, as she continues to grow in you, Father, and she continues to go forward and impart the word of God as you give it to her in Jesus' name. And Father, right now, I'm going to come forward and continue with our announcements and family members. I want to give you a correction regarding our precious sizzle call. The number is 712-432-1085. Don't forget PIN code. 926-358-POUND. You want to make sure you go over to our MMC call, and that number is 530-881-1300, PIN code 539-598-POUND. Our conference, again, Father's Day weekend, June 13th through the 15th, and that number, I'm sorry, that website is The Artist Empowerment Conference.com. The Artist Empowerment Conference.com. You can go there. You can register. The registration fee is going up May 1st. Make sure that you also get your hotel room. We need volunteers for that Sunday. We would love to have you come and serve with us as we serve God's people and we usher in the presence of the Lord. And you can send all of that to our email address, which is info@themasterscall.net. Thank you so much, Minister Kai, for greeting us, for hosting us, and bringing the word forward, because we know that teamwork truly makes the dream work. God, you are faithful to us. And Minister Kai, will you come forward and give us our daily benediction?
Can you hear me, Minister Robin?
I can. God bless you.
Now unto him who is able to keep you from stumbling and to present you before his glorious presence without fault and with great joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forevermore. Lord, we thank you for this time. We thank you for the word that came forth. We thank you for each listener. Lord, as we leave this call, but never your presence, we glorify you, we magnify you, we honor you, praise you, and lift you up simply for your being God. We love you. We love you, God. It is in the matchless name of Jesus that we pray. We cover this prayer and these callers in the blood of Jesus. Amen and amen. Go out and have a great day and be those fabulous ministers in the marketplace. Bye-bye.